Good, Phil?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Where's Terry, our IT guy?
He is not here.
The wheels are falling off already, we're being started.
See, this is what happens when you leave it to amateurs, so.
I just realized what that computer's sitting on.
There's like a basket?
That's a very high tech. It's like Amish IT.
Seriously.
Got that? We are live. Okay. Okay. It is 6:02 PM on Tuesday, November 24th, 2020. We'll call the Common Council meeting to order. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call, please.
Weigold.
Here.
Varga.
Here.
Reffitt.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
Romano.
Present.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting, which was on November 10th. Were there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved. Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It is unanimous. Next up is Ordinance 2020-28. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read Ordinance 2020-28 by title only.
Ordinance 2020-28, an ordinance amending Chapter 75, Traffic Schedules, of Title 7 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
As you'll remember, this is the second reading of this ordinance regarding the four-way stop at Chauncey and Spencer. That was requested by the residents in that area. Any questions, comments, concerns about it since our last meeting? Okay, hearing done. Can I have a motion to approve on second and final reading?
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Walt. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is Ordinance 2020-35. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. Did you say yes, Tad? I'm sorry. Okay, it is unanimous. Please read Ordinance 2020-35 by title only.
Ordinance 2020-35, an ordinance amending the City of Columbia City Salary Ordinance for 2020.
You'll remember that this is the change to include the hazard pay, which is a one-time effectively hazard bonus, if you will, for our public safety employees due to COVID. Any questions, comments, concerns since the last meeting?
So I wanted to add a couple things.
Sure.
I know that I questioned this at our last meeting, mm-hmm. and I did talk to some other people in my office and within the community, and again, I don't want to sound insensitive. I know I stated that last time. I just feel that I have two things. One, I know that once that money comes out of that, if I remember, probably $297
mm-hmm. yep.
pot,
yep.
that then it's gone. Mm-hmm. And So I'm concerned that it later on, you know, if it's early next year, whenever it may be down the line in the future, what if we need that for some sort of emergency purposes?
Sure.
And again, I don't want to state this to make it sound like they didn't work hard and they didn't do their job, because obviously they did.
Sure.
And I understand this is trying times. I've been flying all over the country, you know, in airplanes, you know, putting myself at risk and to do the same type of thing, sure. I'm not, you know, doing their job, but I have other jobs that put me at risk for things like this. So I'm just concerned about that portion of it. Because once we spend that, if I remember correctly, it was about $40,000,
mm-hmm.
Then that money's gone. We can't utilize that for other things that may come up that, you know, are unforeseeable, but could be drastically more important than giving a thank you bonus.
Sure.
You know, again, I don't want to sound insensitive at all, okay? I don't want to come across that way. And secondly, is there another way that we could utilize that money to benefit them?
Sure.
In the form of, you know, having some kind of preventative, you know, like a kit of vitamins, you know, mm-hmm. like prophylactic vitamins and stuff that there's people all over the world that are taking, provide those to those employees, mm-hmm. so therefore they won't be as much at risk.
Sure.
Provide those out of those funds. Mm-hmm. If they aren't already doing it, I assume most of them are taking some preventative measures to
sure.
help mitigate catching that disease. So, those are my thoughts on that. I just think that it could be more valuable spent in other areas.
Sure.
And I don't know what those areas are at this point,
mm-hmm.
but those are just my feelings on it.
Sure. So. I understand. Okay. Thank you. Council members?
I understand completely where he's coming from, being a business-minded person myself, but I know right now, like, the funds, we need to use it or it's pretty much going to be gone, but I know you reallocated it differently,
mm-hmm.
And COVID stuff, we've never had to deal with something like this, so, I mean, I think that they do deserve some kind of COVID pay since they had to work when other people out got to stay at home, and they had put their lives on the line when it comes to that and exposure to their families. So I see definitely where you're wanting to go for this, and it's a good option out there. I don't know about the amount, but I agree with it.
Well, also then, Ryan and colleagues, this is a one-time event. I'm just wanting to make sure we don't set a precedent, because if we were, we'd be right back in that mode today. So I think the one-time event, that's something that was initiated with a lot of unknowns, took a lot of time of all the people who committed themselves to help us get through this. I think it has the value there. And again, the reimbursement piece of that, Tad, I can't disagree with it, what you said, but I think we have an opportunity to reward the ones that were at the high risk.
I agree. I feel like a lot of our public safety, especially on a daily basis, walks into dangerous situations. And, you know, if there is a potential there that they're bringing that home to their family, if there is something even small that we can do to show our appreciation for that, I think we're wise in doing that. Any opportunity we have to show our employees of the city that we value them is important, because we're glad for each of them that are here, and finding replacements is expensive. So if this is something that we could do and that we have the money available to do it, then I think we should.
I'm absolutely on board with the mayor's suggestion on this. After dealing with what I've dealt with the last week and a half, I surely don't want anybody to have to go through that, but the people that are putting ourselves out there and have the potential of catching this crazy thing, I think they should be awarded something. I think we're treating our employees very well, whether they're, you know, the general workers, or now they're implementing going back to 30, you know, for 10. for 40, I mean, and plus our, you know, our police and fire and dispatchers, they're on board all the time. So I have no problem supporting this at this point in time.
So I obviously I don't, as I did at the last meeting, Ted, I don't disagree with you in what you're saying for sure. And you know, I do think that obviously our public safety officials are the ones that have to go face to face with people, but also understand that's the job they signed up for, right? So I get that balancing act for sure. And so I don't want to restate everything I said last time, but I appreciate that. That you've gone to the effort of talking to other people and trying to get other opinions and stuff.
And please know that it's not that I don't think that there's not value there.
Sure.
I understand that there is a risk there, and that's their job. There's risk there for the job that they do. I totally understand. Just like myself, I chose to do that.
Yep.
That's what I do. And
yep.
You know, I have to live with the consequences of that. My job, you know.
I get it.
I totally get that. So I'm not saying that they don't deserve some sort of compensation or extra compensation. I'm just,
sure.
I want to make sure that, you know, because once that money's gone, that's a lot of money.
It is.
You know,
it
it's
is.
Not like a couple thousand here, a couple thousand there. I mean, $40,000 is a significant amount of money that, you know, if this passes, and it sounds like everybody's in favor of questioning it. But I just think that large amount of money could possibly be used in a more significant way to impact our entire community as opposed to however many employees that is. And I know that there will be about $20,000 left, I believe, of that money after this expenditure.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we can look at doing something to provide those type of things to help protect that, not just them, but other people in the community who have exposure to others.
Right.
I think there's real value there, and they're in the reports and the studies I've read, the communities where they're doing that, it's impactful, and the COVID rates are minimal. So, you know, when you spend that money and have the the amount of disease go down,
the curve,
and benefits everybody. I think there's value there.
Sure, and I don't disagree with what you're saying there. I mean, obviously, the majority of our COVID funds. Up to this point has been obviously with approval from the council has been appropriated in such a way that is trying to do some of that.
Sure.
But
again,
I certainly would be interested in seeing some of the stuff that you're talking about in ways that we can, you know, mitigate the challenges of COVID-19. So
maybe in a separate meeting or we can schedule something to discuss it. And again, I don't know budgetary levels and and things like that, but that's something I could probably readily find and at least come up with a thumbnail sketch of, you know, is it possible? Yeah, I mean, do we have the resources? Do we have the manpower? You know, I mean, those are other hurdles that need to be overcome, but as long as we can further the discussion.
Absolutely. So with that, I'll go ahead and ask for a motion to approve on second and final reading ordinance 2020-35.
Second.
Okay, I'm sorry. Who made the motion?
I'll go ahead and make the motion.
Okay. Dan made the motion. Jennifer seconds. Okay. Further discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Thank you.
What? Romano.
Yes, Romano, yeah. Jenny is Jenny. Jennifer is Jennifer. Okay. Question is who has 867-5309? That's the wrong question. It's a bad
guess.
That is Jenny. That is Jenny. Jokes, I know, sorry. At best, they're dad jokes, so. Next up is ordinance 2020-33. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Chad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. Okay, it is unanimous. Please read ordinance 2020-33 by title only.
Ordinance 2020-33, an ordinance amending Chapter 55, Pretreatment of Pollutants of Title 5 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
So you'll remember this is the ordinance that changes a few of the pretreatment pieces, that incorporates the phosphorus, etc. Mike presented it at the last meeting. Were there any changes or corrections or questions that you have? I shouldn't say changes or questions or concerns. Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2020-33 on second and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you.
But being here, I should like have an automatic second. <You're> because I'm not muted.
Right. That's true. That's true. Okay, next up is Ordinance 2020-34. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dan, second by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read Ordinance 2020-34 by title only.
Ordinance 2020-34, an ordinance amending Chapter 51, Sewage Service of Title 5 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
And again, this is changing the phosphorus limits, again, to represent what we have to do from the Indiana Department of Environmental Management, especially after our $500,000, $600,000 project out of the sewer plant for the new phosphorus removal system. Any questions, comments, concerns about this ordinance? Okay, hearing none, can I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2020-34 on second and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Walt. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. 3, 4. It is unanimous. Thank you. Next up is Ordinance number 2020-26. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, second by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read Ordinance number 2020-26 by title only.
Ordinance number 2020-26, an ordinance fixing the annual salaries of all elected officials of the City of Columbia City, Indiana, effective December 19, 2020, for the year 2021.
Again, this is the second reading of this ordinance and has no hourly raise with it but obviously we do have a 27th pay this year, so that 27th pay is included in these rates. Have any questions, comments, concerns about this ordinance? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2020-26 on second and final reading?
So moved.
Okay.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Dan. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Okay. Next up is the executive declaration of local emergency. As you all know, late last week, November 19th, I issued an executive order and declaration of local emergency due to the coronavirus pandemic. This is the second time I've had to do that this year. It is a scenario where we are, obviously our cases rose significantly over the last couple of weeks. We're now considered a red county. And in order to try to help limit the spread, slow the spread of COVID-19, a couple of things I put into the emergency declaration. Again, these are all things that basically mirror what happened in April or March or April, whenever I did the last one. Basically, it limits and restricts access to City Hall and other city businesses, other city buildings, to appointment only and to basically essential personnel in that regard. Obviously, working on Facebook Live, as we are currently, and other open door law available meetings, thanks to Governor Holcomb's executive order to allow us to count all of you that are here by Zoom as present. I also have asked that any meetings that don't need to take place that are city related would be canceled. I will tell you that I know that the Housing Authority and the Redevelopment Commission both are planning to meet via Zoom. And again, I've said both of them, we need to have public access to that. I believe the Utility Rate Advisory Board is also planning to meet. That actually was a canceled meeting from April, got moved to now. But we are planning to meet via Zoom as well on that. Obviously, deeming certain services as essential, like public safety and sanitation and utilities, obviously. And then certainly giving the police department the ability to take lawful action to reduce the risk. Again, that's not what some other cities have done, but effectively it just is a part of basically saying we need to make sure that our city buildings, that we limit the spread by limiting the amount of people that are coming into public buildings and doing what we need to do. One other thing that is not a part of this emergency declaration is that our parks will remain open. The reason for that, as I mentioned in the council meeting, I believe last week, was that I did have discussions with the health department. They encouraged me to keep our parks open to allow for public health and to be able to continue to do outdoor activities and stuff. Obviously, with the weather turning, you're going to have less and less population that go and do that, but a lot of people still use the trails, still walk the park, still take their kids to play on the playground, things like that. And what Scott Wagner, the health department, has consistently told me is that because it's outdoor, because of the conditions and elements, because of sunlight, etc., there's not as much risk of the virus spreading on playground equipment as there is in meetings and other things where you're breathing on each other and things like that. So I say all that to say, my emergency declaration can only last for 7 days without the ratification of the City Council. As I did at the last time, I would ask for an extension of this public health emergency, and my request to the City Council is that it be extended through the end of the year, and then if we need to extend it further, we can. I will bring that up at the last meeting in December, but as for right now, that is what I would ask for. So, let me be clear then. Let's see. Do I still have everybody? I do still have everybody. Okay. So what I'm requesting is that the City Council I ask for a motion that the City Council ratify the emergency order and extend it through December 31st. Actually, let me back up. Extend it through January 1st of 2021.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion or questions I can help answer?
If we pass this to extend it out another 6 weeks, if the climate changes, can we? Sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can rescind it.
Put everything off for that long of a time period and then.
Yeah. So I will tell you the one thing I didn't mention, by the way, which you all know this already anyways, but is that we've modified the schedules for all but public safety employees. So every employee that's not public safety officially, they are on that modified schedule we did previously, which is the 3 10-hour days and then 10 hours of on-call splits. So you have half of the department doing that and the other half taking over after that with cleaning on both ends. The reason I say that is because this declaration of emergency allows that to happen. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm asking to go through the end of the year, because that's our plan currently, is to go through the end of the year there. But yes, absolutely. If the climate changes, you know, we get into the yellow or blue category as a county, I absolutely will be happy to rescind this and to go back to normal. So that's
okay.
That's my
idea. Just want to make sure we're not.
No, I appreciate that, Ted, because I agree with you. I don't want to go overboard. I'm just reading the tea leaves.
Sure.
You know, it looks like we're going to be under red for at least 2 weeks, mm-hmm. and then after that, we'll see kind of how the cases go. Obviously, I'm hopeful that Thanksgiving doesn't make it go worse. And I've heard of a lot of people that are taking the correct, or I shouldn't say correct, that they're taking the proper precautions, I think, for trying to limit that spread. So, but, yeah. So, other questions from the council I can try to answer? Okay, with that, I've already had a motion and a second. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Thank you. It is unanimous. Thank you for the ratification of that. We will do everything we can do to keep public services going at normal rate, to do everything we can do to try to keep access to the public and things like that. But we also have to take public health into consideration. And I think we've done that through this executive order, while, by the way, not overstepping and not doing that much to limit, if you will. So, okay. Next up is a discussion on stormwater permitting fees. So in your Dropbox, if you did not see it, there was an email that I had sent to you previously, and that is regarding the MS4 permitting fees. Also, as you may remember, at City Retreat this past, this year, which again feels like it was 9 years ago, but we talked a little bit about this, and this is one of the things I wanted to get accomplished by the end of the year. Right now, currently, we have a $50 permit application fee. The vast majority of projects that we have had since that permitting fee was put in place has lost money because we pay the Whitley County Soil and Water Conservation District to basically be our monitors. John Goetz has done a fantastic job of going out, monitoring those sites, making sure they're following MS4 protocol. Which, by the way, MS4 is something that was passed down from the federal government to us, one of those great unfunded mandates. And so one of the ways in which I feel like we can recoup those dollars, at least to try to break even or maybe make just a tick of money so that on those projects we lose, we at least can balance out. I am proposing a new fee schedule rather than it be $50 permits across the board, that we base it on the development acreage. So, for instance, if the development is 1 acre or less, it would be a $500 fee. If developments are 1.1 acre to 9.9 acre, it's a $1,000 fee. And if developments are 10 or more acres, it ends up being a $1,500 fee. That is all based on, I looked specifically at what our costs have been for a lot of the major projects coming up. I've given you that cost comparison in the Dropbox if you've not seen it yet, and that kind of shows you where we're going to be based on that new fee schedule, what that would look like. So again, with that, this is just one way in which we can basically pay for the different stormwater permit issues that we have anytime there's a development within the city of Columbia City. And I would also say, this puts us very much in line with other communities our size, whether it's Angola, Decatur, Plymouth, Wabash, etc. We've tried not to put ourselves at a disadvantage, which I don't think we are. But the other side of that, obviously, is we also want to be able to pay for the services we're providing. We want the customer to pay for the services we're providing, and so that's what I've proposed here. So I want to open up for conversation piece number one, and number two, if you all are amenable to that, I will have Marcia draft an ordinance for the next meeting. So that's my plan. Happy to answer questions or listen to comments that you may have.
So is this only going to be for businesses developments, or is it going to be for everyone that the fees are going to be changed?
So it would be for housing developments, business developments, effectively anything that is going to take a stormwater permit, which is basically any development in the city, it will be that. Now, keep in mind, it's really only for starting developments. It's not for, hey, I want to go put a shed in the backyard. It's not for that type. It's for, hey, I want to, you know, put up 20 houses, or hey, I want to build a Holiday Inn Express, or whatever the case is.
Right, and I honestly, looking at it, I can't believe we only charge $50 for these developments, even in my opinion. Like, I feel like this is almost like $500 to $1,500 for most businesses. For this is not that much of a fee.
If you're going to be, you know, keep in mind that the majority of these projects in front of you are multi-million dollar construction projects. And so I don't think it's a lot for the city to ask if we're going to be putting in, you know, $600, $1,200, $1,500 worth of services. That I don't think it's too much to ask those developments to help the city recoup those costs. Because at the end of the day, it actually ends up costing our stormwater ratepayers that they subsidize those projects effectively. So I agree with you, Jenny.
I think that, I don't know when the $50 fee came up. I don't know if I was even alive, and I'm going to be 52 not too long. So I think we discussed this for a while at the retreat. This makes absolutely perfect sense to go forward with this.
Other thoughts, questions, comments? Okay. So, in general, and I just want to make sure that I'm reading the tea leaves. I think I am. But is everyone okay with Marcia drafting an ordinance that reflects this change? One,
Absolutely.
Two,
yes.
Three, four. Walt, I can't hear you, buddy.
Give a hand signal.
There we go.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay, so... I hear a unanimous. So, Marcia, go ahead and for the next meeting, if you could draft up that rate change or that permitting fee change, that would be great. Thank you all for your support on that. Again, this is about, you know, effective operations, and I think this is a common sense change. I really do. Okay. With that, I don't think I have anything else on the council agenda. I do want to open it up for council members. On Zoom, Ted, if you have anything else, I will give you a chance, I promise. Anything, council members, that I can try to answer, questions, comments, thoughts, on anything now?
Start saying.
Jennifer?
Nothing? Good.
Okay. By the way, if you didn't see, Jennifer put out information regarding the Christmas lighting contest. Put that on Facebook. Okay. So,
I guess it's time to mention that, right?
Sure, that'd be great.
All right, so we sent out a press release today and made a post on social media that we would like people to be prepared to decorate their homes this year. Just anecdotally driving around, I noticed that there seems to be a lot of participation this year, which is kind of great because it's one of the few things that's not going to be canceled pertaining to Christmas. So. Fun to go around the community. It's something that people are able to do safely at home. It's also fun for residents to gather up their family that lives in their house and drive around and look at this and get out for a while. So definitely a fun activity for people to decorate and for people to go and check it out. We have asked that people have everything up and ready to go by December 1st. And the first week of December, the volunteer group, including myself, will go out and start judging these. We are also asking that if anyone would like to nominate a neighbor or even their own house for making sure that we see it, because I wish I had the amount right now. What is the total mileage of the city streets? you know what that is?
Offhand, I don't know, but it's a lot.
So we spend a lot of time driving around, and if we have a clue or a heads up that there's a really great place on Azuba Court or something like that, then that makes it just a little bit easier for us. And the way to do that is to send an email to jromano@columbiacity.net, and that will give me your recommendation to go and check something out. Recommend multiple places. If you and your family are out driving around and you've already seen some great ones in Columbia City, let us know. Once again, this year we will be awarding 4 prizes, 1 for each district, and then a 5th prize that's the overall city winner. We do try to mix it up so that if you have won in recent years, you know, you're not immediately eligible to win again. Try to spread it around as much as possible and make it fun for everyone and incentivize people to give the whole thing a try. So,
great.
That's about it.
Thank you, Jennifer. Jenny.
Thanks.
I have nothing except for Cross Creek Way has lots of lights. I can tell you that much.
Does it make our way to Cross Creek Way?
Cross Creek Way, just know that.
Okay.
Walter.
I'm good.
Daniel.
I apologize for not getting back on Spencer Street parking with Tad. Kind of been down a lot this week and a half. So I apologize for not getting back with you on that. Hopefully we can take a look at that here in the next week or so. I'm still quarantined until the 30th, so we'll see where we can get this looked at a little quicker, hopefully.
Just let me know when you're ready, and we can convene with Scott, and we'll put something together.
Okay, thank you.
Marcia?
Nothing.
Rosie?
Nothing.
Okay. Tad?
I have nothing besides what Dan just said. We're efforting on working on that so we can bring that ordinance back up for the parking.
Okay. Thank you. Sal?
Can I just make a request?
You may.
To have counsel step into Rosie's office at your earliest convenience to sign all these ordinances that we passed tonight.
Thank you.
I don't know if they
heard me. Yeah, I think they did. Shake your head if you heard. Yes.
Gotcha.
They shook their heads.
Okay.
That's good. Okay, so I guess last thing I'll say is obviously City Hall is going to be closed for Thanksgiving on Thursday and Friday of this week. Obviously, I think Rosie's staff are starting on next Monday to do the kind of shift change thing. So obviously bear with us. Like I've said previously, we are doing everything we can do to keep services running. And I know, for instance, in the street department, leaf pickup is still going to continue basically until we get a measured snow that's going to stick for multiple days. So we anticipate it'll be a couple more weeks of leaf pickup, so we encourage our residents to get those leaves out to the curb, not in the street, but on the curb or behind the sidewalk if you have a curb-faced sidewalk. But the reason I bring that up is that the two crews, one handles one side of the city, the other handles the other side. So just because one side gets picked up today doesn't mean that you'll get another side picked up tomorrow. So that's just one for instance. Obviously, public safety is continuing to try to find ways to be safe about what they're doing. We've restricted access to dispatch, things like that. I know that the utility gals are restricting access to their office as well. I have it with mine. So we're doing all those kind of things as city government to keep those essential services going without causing undue harm. I can't think of anything else that I can't, if there's anything else that pops up, I certainly will let you know. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thanks for tuning in today. CIP will start here in about, what time is it? At 6:45, we'll start CIP. If you want to hang out, you can. If you want to go, that's fine. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I'm going to invite in.
So do I need to keep this? Does this red folder go back to Rosie?
Yes, it does.
I assumed it does, but I just want to make sure.
I'm going to let some people in here.
Thank you. And have a good Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Tad.
Thank you, Tad.
Appreciate it. If Nicole's out there,